What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour. Broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
All the channels, welcome to Men's Room Happy Hour. Episode number 1 million. We have reached the milestone. That is amazing.
Congratulations.
20, fuck yeah.
20 years, we finally hit 1 million happy hours.
Goddamn right.
What is our show count? 4,243?
44.
44?
Yeah.
So it took that long to do the actual show. Unfortunately, this is...
We've done more of these than the show.
1 million episodes.
Even though we've done it fewer times. Do the math on that, fucking genie kids.
Mike, I don't know how this happened, but... So we've been here 20 years, 4,244 shows, right? Correct. Somewhere in there. When we were back in Baltimore, we worked with a guy named the Smoke Man, all right?
No, he wasn't.
The Smoke Man.
He was not called the Smoke
Man. Rouse and Company was the name of the show. Legendary morning show in Baltimore.
But when they did a piece on him... For TV, saying 25, which was great. He was a good guy, but they did little video vignettes. And the one time they showed, because usually, hey, it's Steve Rouse, Rouse and Company, like, cool. And then one of them, he's like, the Smoke Man. And I'm pretty sure that he did that one just for the vignettes, because in 25 years, he never went by goddamn Smoke Man.
Also, he was a known dope smoker. But, and that was frowned on then, but this was before legalization. But I want to say that show was like a 10,000.
Yeah.
Or 20,000. I mean, they're
at least 10,000.
I don't know if Pasha did not give them our old boss vacation time. I don't know how they pulled it off, but I know when we left.
But was it original show? They may have counted some of the best
weekends,
dubs or repeats.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe so.
We did the math, and I'm like, how did you hit 10,000 shows in 25 years? And we're only at 2,000 or whatever the fuck.
4,000.
4,000 and some after 20.
Mm-hmm. Lucky to hit 4,500 at this year.
Yeah, no kidding, right? So I'm guessing he had to count repeat. Either way, this guy was on... Pretty much
so what do we need? We need like 2 or 3 years before we get to 5,000?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How many shows do we pump out a year? Maybe 240, 270, somewhere around there?
Hang on. I could actually
tough
do that
call. Because you got the weekends off. We got a shit ton of vacation time.
I could actually do that math for you.
I mean, I'm going to say 2 to 3 years.
4, 2, 3, 5.
Where are we at now? 4,000.
4,244.
So we ended last year at 4,234. Let me just do the quick run over here. There's June. There's March. All right. There we go. And we started this last year at 4,023. So, 4,023. So the quick math on that guy is 212 shows a year.
Okay. All right. So we have
3 years.
4 years.
3.5 years.
3 years.
Right.
4 years, somewhere in there.
Something like that.
But that'll be 5,000 shows, right? That actually feels like a thing. Like, we hit 1,000 shows, you go, cool. 2,000, cool. But it's like turning 49. And even hitting 4,000 shows, impressive, but you're still 49.
Right.
You hit 5,000 shows, you go, cool, man, this is like a birthday that people give a shit about.
How many shows do you think we did in Baltimore?
Now, we started together October 2003. We were done by December 2004. So, on Mike's math, probably did about 240, maybe.
Yeah, look, we did not get time off there.
We didn't get time off when we weren't there long.
No.
No. I liked when they had that Saturday show. And, right, the football show or the Sunday football show.
Oh, God, yeah. Couple hours.
Yeah. And then they were like, oh, you should go. And I was like, are you going to pay me? And they were like, well, just your hourly wage. And I was like, well, I don't own a car.
On a Sunday.
On a Sunday. I go, the amount of money it would take me to get there and back, like, I'm losing money.
And this is how that Sunday show went. So Miles and I, they asked us to host a pregame show, NFL football, Ravens Radio Network. But they brought us into the office. That was their idea. And this, our boss at the time, Bobo Filippo, he said, he opens the meeting with, look, you guys don't have to do this. We're just running it by you. We want to do a pregame to the pregame that we broadcast on the station.
Also, keep in mind, I just bought a brand new HD TV for the sole purpose. Because NFL was one of the few things that did broadcast in HD TV then.
And you bought one of the first HD TVs.
It was a big
ever.
Tube. I mean, it was huge. It was heavy.
Probably weighed, what, about 350, 400 pounds?
It was ridiculous, but I thought it was the coolest fucking thing I'd ever bought.
But we'd already planned, because we were like, all right, dude, Sundays, we're going to your place. We're going to watch NFL football in HD. Because at that time, that's just a step forward with technology. So they ran their idea by us. But again, you don't have to do it. And we straight up told them, we don't want to do it. Miles got this HD TV. Dude, we're locked in to watch football at his place on Sundays. And then we found out, well, you do have to do it, which kind of irritated us. Like, well, then fucking say that. So,
yeah, right.
So, right, because he literally opened it, you don't have to do it. And we weren't being dicks about it. We're just like, we don't want to do it. Want to watch it on HD. Find out you have to do it. Okay, so we do our first broadcast. Get absolutely fucking smashed, right? So after that, you guys can't drink. At the event, we said, you know what? You're right, our bad. Got absolutely fucking smashed. So on the third one, they sent up this guy, Josh, who you've since met, Mike.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And he was the police officer who literally just stood directly in front of us and stared at us to make sure we didn't drink. Mm-hmm. And we've told the story before. Miles made arrangements with the bartender, said, look, anytime we order a Coke, make sure it's a Jack and Coke heavy on the Jack. So even if this guy, Josh, who was our police guy, would say, do you want me to get you two more sodas? We'd be like, sure, Josh. Say, hey, bartender, can I get two more Cokes for these guys? It's like, no problem. And we're sucking down the Jack and Cokes and get fucking smashed. But they couldn't.
He wasn't even watching them making the Jack and Cokes and pouring the Jack in there?
No, because, like, this place was pretty busy. This was Jillian's, right? Okay, it's a big sports bar. I mean, they're busy. He ordered a Coke. That's all he said was a Coke. The bartender says, fine.
You got to keep in mind, too, right? Football doesn't start till 1.
Sure.
So, like, the show was what, 10 a.m. or something?
Was it 10 or 11? One of those.
10 or 11. So, when you first get in there, it's empty. But then at, like, 12:15,
yeah,
it's nut to butt.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
Shoulder to shoulder. Whatever.
Oh, nut to butt's right. Shoulder to shoulder, you don't mind. Nut to butt, it's always on your mind, right? But, yeah, so we would get fucked up again on that. But that's how we did that.
Yeah.
But
that's also the infamous story when they were out here. I hosted it with this girl.
And I'm looking up right now to see what she's up to.
Maggie Litz.
Yeah, I literally ordered a soda, and then I'm talking on the air, take a sip, like, like, oh, man, sodas are getting crazy. Right?
Soda is not soda.
So then the waiter, he doesn't know. He thinks I'm in on it. So it was awkward. Then I had, because Josh is still standing behind me, I had to be like, I just
regular soda. Yeah. Maggie Litz is one of those tough mutters.
Oh, she was super athlete, man.
Yeah, wife, mother of 3+1, couple dogs, full time job from home.
How the fuck are you a mother of 3+1?
Full time job from home. All right, yeah. So I won that bet.
What is a mother of 3+1? Is that a mother of 4?
Dog. I
mean, but it says owner of like 3 dogs. You have 3. A mother of 3+1, plus dogs.
Is that a stepchild?
I don't know. I've never heard of that.
She's a board member on the Baltimore County Public School Board of Education.
Oh, good for her, man.
Yeah,
She was a very kind chick, and we felt bad because Miles and I were just drunken assholes, right? But we never treated her poorly, except the first time I met her. I'm like, Maggie Litz has saggy, and it rhymes, and it's too easy. And she didn't. But anyway, she was like the daughter of a friend of our boss, and she was into sports. I want to say before she's doing whatever she was doing now, she worked in the sports world in some capacity.
She was Poe for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Was she?
Yep. Yeah.
That's part of the reason I liked her. Are you so serious?
I was like, you're a mascot?
Dude, Poe, that was the first jersey my son wanted from the Ravens. Nice. I'm not making this shit up. He loves Poe. To this day, he has a soft spot for Poe. Absolutely loves Poe. In fact, in their recent playoff game, they had all three of them, Edgar, Allen, and Poe.
Oh, yeah.
So my son's like, this got to be a special day, man, because they got all three of them. Because Poe's the guy. So he has a zero jersey, which kind of fucked up, because now Roquan Smith wears zero. I don't know how that works. But anyway, yeah, Poe is this dude. Are you kidding me? Maggie was Poe.
I'm almost positive son the first season bitch. She was a mass. One, she was like the, because Poe's the smallest one, right?
Yeah.
So I think she was Poe for a year.
Man, I'm going to tell my son this. It's going to blow his mind that I know who Poe at least was.
Ah.
What?
What? Nah, I was just checking something out. Someone just sent us an email. Sorry about the happy hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Carl's Jr. now has an happy hour.
Yes, they do.
They stole our fucking concept.
Carl's
Jr.?
1 million.
I'm sure what it is you use the app during that hour.
I'm sure.
You get great deals on Carl Jr.
Happy hour deal,
but still, that's happy bullshit. Hour. I'm going to call Carl Sr. and be like, hey, your son's a fuck up.
Oh, look, it's right when we're on. 2 to 5.
Well, let's be
waffle
honest.
Waffle fries, fried zucchini.
Happy hour does give the impression that we have appetizers.
Yeah.
Yeah, or that we can't spell. What? Illiteracy? Apps? Who knows?
Odyssey?
Man.
I'm just saying, I'm not a good speller, but.
Yep.
You can at least get the H. I can get the H and happy. Yeah. Should we call Castle in here and let him know?
Hey, I know. He's...
Hey, is that.
They're having like Bald Man Summit. Get out of here, Miles.
Yeah, yeah.
That was very time important, man.
Once there's four balls, the hair has to be a part of this gig. Mm-hmm.
You're just dying to be in here.
Hey, we're suing man. Carl's we Jr. Carl's Jr. We're suing them.
They now have happy hour deals.
Oh.
Happy.
From 2 to 5.
I hope they're filthy like your happy hour.
That's right. episode number 1 million today, by the way.
What's that?
This is episode 1 million.
1 million of the app.
1 million. That's
1 million.
Amazing.
I know.
That's crazy.
How did you guys do more episodes of this than you did of your actual
We've been
show?
Trying to explain
I know.
That.
You didn't take as many days off.
No, we,
that's exactly it.
We work harder on this, you know?
Exactly. They are really doing happy hour things, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're doing happy hour.
Here's the bad news. I think we own it for podcasting and radio, so you can't sue them, but you know, you could threaten to and maybe at least get some curly fries.
How about this?
Why don't we try to threaten to sue them? We settle out of court and get a meal.
Why don't we get them as a happy hour sponsor.
Happy hour in the happy hour. That makes a ton of sense.
Right.
Do we even have Carl's Jr.'s here?
I haven't seen
I don't.
Yeah.
Do we?
Where?
Do we?
You got to get out of the city.
Oh, yeah.
You got to
go to Puyallup. I'm sure they got Carl's
I'm
Jr.
Not driving
they got
to
go. Sonic.
I'm not driving to fucking Puyallup to go to Carl's
Jr. You can probably find a Hardee's, you know.
If well, Hardee's is only on the East Coast.
Find a Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, but Puyallup is a mecca of fast casual and fast food. So if I'm going down there, I'm not driving all that way for Carl's Jr.
There's one down in Tacoma. There's one out in Covington.
Is there just one on Aurora? Like, if you live in the city, Aurora's your go-to for like. Like,
they're
dude,
kind
if you
of
want
pulling
chain
back on
food.
That street a little bit.
You can find
there's
a Burger King. There's a KFC.
There's a Burger Master.
There's a Taco Bell Burger Master, which is fucking awesome.
Yeah, try to find a Burger King that's not on Aurora in the city.
Ted,
tough sledding.
Did you know the Burger Master has a crab? Yes.
Yeah, delicious.
Swiss.
Yeah.
You've had it.
Yeah, of course.
Burger Master is good.
Burger Master's great.
Somebody just sent us another email about it.
They have ribs and
all right,
shit,
you guys done pissing and moaning? I got stuff to do.
All right, sure.
See you later.
Thank you for joining us for episode 1 million.
1 million, yeah.
I got something.
Here's proof you guys are influenced.
I know, it's the same thing. Now it's a visual of the...
you sons of bitches.
Of Carl.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different?
How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Juniors.
You know what we need further north is a doggone Burgerville.
Burgerville.
Burgerville, man.
Burgerville is strong.
It's all south of Olympia. Around Chehalis area and south.
What is their strength? I know burgers, but
they got decent fries, too. It's been a minute since I've been there, and the last time I tried to go, the lines are so doggone long.
I think it's a Portland thing.
It is. It's a Portland thing.
Okay.
Yeah. I like Burgerville, but I've said this before. I have an emotional spot for Burgerville. It was the first time we went to Burning Man. We were not prepared, and we just ate cans of beefaroni, and we would make tortillas with turkey, right? So we didn't eat anything hot for a week. And then I was driving, the sun's coming up, you're going through Oregon, and Miles, I can't explain to you seeing a river and green trees, and it's not hot.
Oh, because you've been in the desert.
Because I've been in the desert. It was awesome. So we finally, Cobb's sleeping, and I forget what town we're in. There's a Burgerville. We pull in. We look like absolute crap, right? There's dust all over us. Getting to Burgerville. I think we both ordered. It was it's like that scene from, goddamn, what's the movie? All the young guys are in it.
Outsiders.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They've been in that abandoned house. He takes them to get fast food. I mean, we shit in a toilet that flushed. And we each had two burgers. I think I had two burgers, a fish sandwich, fries, shakes. We were this is amazing.
You fall asleep once you get back in the car.
I almost fell. Yeah, we pulled over at Portland, and he goes, "You got to drive." I said, "I can't drive anymore. I'm going to fall asleep."
Right.
So that's another reason I love Burgerville. They have toilets that flush, and their food is hot.
Damn right. Yeah.
Toilets that flush, and food is hot. Well, that's a sales pitch right
there.
They're really good, too.
And our food's good.
Right. Yeah. I stopped there. We were heading south to go see my grandparents at one point, or maybe we were just going even further south, and we stopped in there, and I remember that was one of the best doggone burgers I've had. And
really?
I never get down south far enough to go to stop at one, and like I said, last time I did, the line was out the door. So
you would be surprised how quick you can rip Olympia from where you live now.
Yeah.
It's not, you could probably do it in, honest to God, 25
minutes.
Under half an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, 25 minutes.
Without question.
Olympia. It's great.
Yeah.
There's some bars in Olympia I want to go to as well.
Yeah.
So my buddy Sal's down in Lacey, and his house is so great. We always end up just drinking in the sports bar in his basement. But I'm like, he's always like, there's bars I like. We got to go to them.
Oh, I mean, I'm there every weekend, basically, in DuPont.
Mm-hmm.
The casino's not bad down there. The one that's all red.
Lucky Eagle?
I think it meant
Lucky Eagle.
I mean, everything's red.
In Rochester?
When you go out, I think it's more Lacey, but when you get, it's just the whole
thing. Oh, yeah, I've eaten their buffets. Yeah, they used to have crabs on it.
Right, it's red. It's something. I don't know.
It's Red Wing?
The whole fucking thing's red. Yeah, that's all I know.
Okay.
Probably has red in the top.
The whole thing's red.
Yeah, it is. When you pull up, you're like, it's a big fucking.
Look at this red casino.
Looks like a giant McDonald's or In-N-Out burger.
Miles Thrill, do either of you guys own cowboy boots?
No.
No.
All right.
Did you want to borrow a pair?
No, I'm thinking about getting a pair. I told Mike.
You got a cowboy hat, right?
Right, but I feel weird wearing it with jeans and tennis shoes. I don't mind wearing it with tennis shoes in the summertime.
You do realize you'll have to get jeans that fit boots. Boot fit, cut jeans.
Yes. Seriously, boot cut. They're a little bit wider than
first, I got to find a place. I got to go to Dakova's or this other company that makes wide cowboy boots. Feet.
Well, he's going to Texas this weekend.
That's a good point. I'll be in Austin.
Well, dude, South Congress, that's where I bought my hat.
I think we might be staying near South Congress.
What is that, $800, $500 easy? Cowboy boots. I'm just assuming. Jesus.
I think you can spend as much as you want.
$85.
But I got to take it.
But boots, aren't those things, because they're lifers.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, if you buy them, they're...
But also, it's Texas. So I think, like, your pricing would be competitive because people legitimately wear them there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Probably get a better deal.
You also have, you know, if you live in Texas, you have your cowboy boots that you wear to go to the grocery store. You have them where you go to work, whether you work on a ranch or not. And then you have your formal ones, right? Yeah. I mean, come on, man. It's
cowboy boots. There's also, there's a cobbler in Fremont, and he takes old, decent boots and just resoles them and he sells them. So if he goes someplace and he finds
them. Oh, okay.
So instead of, you can always bring yours in.
I got you, right.
But he's kind of one of those guys that's on the hunt to find shoes that he can redo and sell in his place.
And you'll see, and trust me, take your wife on South Congress. The shops are awesome. You'll find some cool shit, too, you like. But Allen's Boots.
Allen's Boots.
That's where I got my hat. It's this massive store. And I mean, Miles, you're right. They have boots in there from a couple hundred to thousands. They specifically are like, do not touch our boots.
Would you be pissed if I come back with a pair of just badass shit kickers?
No, I just, I don't know, man. I feel like I was never one of those people, but I love wearing that hat. Now I'm like, maybe I'll get a pair of boots.
Well, talk to VD, man. I know he's got a couple different pairs of cowboy boots.
He's big in the Dakovas, and they have a shop on South Congress. But I'm like the goddamn tourism board for Austin.
I was going to say, what's the barbecue place? Terry's? What is
Terry Black's.
Terry Black's.
All right.
Wait in the line. They have, you can get a Black's margarita or a can of beer while you're waiting in line.
If I can wait in line and drink, I don't mind waiting in line.
Correct.
Right? So it's like when the first time I went to some store, it was in Florida. My wife wanted to go in some shop that has nothing for dudes, right? So she's like, can we stop in here? And like any good husband, I was like, fuck, all right. That was my exact response. But when I walked in, lady ignored my wife, looked at me directly and said, can I get you a beer or wine? And I'm like, fuck yeah, man. Nice. So I crushed three beers, let my wife shop. It was, and like, I didn't mind waiting.
Oh,
okay. Dude. So also go to the Yeti store. They have a full bar on their deck.
I'm gonna act like I don't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I'll do this. Check out Yeti. Because my kid, he has the Yeti thermos. He loves the shit, right? So I'm like, oh, it's going for him. And then I'm going to drink.
It's awesome.
Well
went played. Went to a diamond museum in Cape Town. And, of course,
diamond
know,
museum.
My daughter's like, yeah, let's go to the diamond museum. I'm like, all right, actually very interesting.
It you was. Buy any?
Well, here's the weird thing. I did buy her a necklace with an actual aww. Diamond. It was probably about $500. Something like that. But I was like, you know what?
But so you wouldn't do that for your wife, but you will do it for your daughter.
Yes, that's
like, fair,
if it's not your wife's fucking birthday, you'd be like, woman, okay, are you crazy?
So here it goes. Like, you're going through, like, a mine. Like, the way they do this museum, you know, you have trusses up, and they show you how the mines are excavated.
And how they smuggle them in their assholes. Them.
Exactly. All those things. They tell you about, you know, the purity and all the, they have replicas of all the famous diamonds that have come out of this mine in the world. And then you go down this dark corridor, and you open the door, and you are in the private showroom.
Oh,
it's
of course.
It's bright. There's seven fucking sales reps in right. there. They have display cases with all this shit. By the way, this room is 40 feet by 40 feet. There is one small square available of men's jewelry.
Of
that
course.
Is it, right?
Were you in Cape Town?
I was in Cape Town.
All right, I'm looking at it.
Now, the thing is that as soon as I stepped foot, a man has a tray with a double gin and tonic on it with a lime.
Boom.
And he sticks it right in my fucking hand. And I'm like, I know this goddamn movie, man. I know what this is all about. He's like, if you want another, let me know. And I'm like, I'm going to spend money. We're all good. I Ubered here. You can give me three of them. I don't give a fuck.
It works, man. We were in Mexico. Yeah. My wife wanted to get something at the jewelry store. Gosh, same thing.
Jesus Christ.
And so my wife's talking to the guy.
The guy was one step away from calling you Whitey.
But this guy looks over at me, and I got my arms folded because I just want this process to hurry up. And he goes, amigo, would you like a shot of tequila? I'm like, sure, man. So he walks behind the counter, and he grabs a bottle and pours me a shot. But I realize he's just opened his bottle. I said, brother, here's the deal. Leave the bottle on top of the counter. You take your time with my wife. I'm going to drink as much of this as I want. And the guy's like, got it. I got fucked up. She got jewelry. I mean, it's just that easy.
Win-win. All right, bitches, we got a little party going on. The men's room 20th anniversary lager launch party.
Oh,
that is Friday, September the 7th. I'll be the Black Raven Brewing in Woodinville. Hope you can make it absolutely free. Try the brand new lager. We're not taking calls. So when you show up, you're going to be
part of the show, man.
Of the entire show. So hopefully you can make it then. And if not, man, we'll talk to you again next week.
Yes. And, hey, congratulations, guys, on
1 million.
Happy Hour 1 million.
Million.
That is
hell
fucking
yeah.
impressive.
Hell yeah.
Good job, boys.
God, we're good. We're good.
Way to put in the time.
The men's room. has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.